Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts. I want to talk to you today about rebellion is witchcraft, stubbornness is sin and idolatry. Let's focus today about this topic. Two common issues we see both in the world and even in so-called believers today, rebellion and stubbornness. Recently, I had to part ways with a novice believer, man, an ex-Hutterite, because after constant trying to help him overcome, rebellion and stubborn ways just kept coming back in. And basically, it's a return to the vomit type of situation. We see this a lot with people, again, in the world and with Christians. It's sad, but I want to cover this and talk about the danger of this. Let me go to our main verse, 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So what I'm going to show you is to be rebellious and to be stubborn makes you an idolater and into a person that practices witchcraft or mysticism or sorcery. I'll explain that. I don't think this can get any more serious before a holy God. So rebellion that it's talking about here, miri, it means bitter rebel. Just what it means. It means you rebel against that which you shouldn't rebel. Like Satan rebelling against God, like Eve and then Adam rebelling against God's law. To be rebellious is to oppose God and to bring damnation to one's soul. Job 34:37. For he hath added rebellion unto his sin. He clapped his hands among us and multiplied his words against God. Yeah, rebellion is definitely against God. That word rebellion there, pasha, it's to revolt against God. So whenever we do our ways versus God's ways, it is the sin of rebellion. Proverbs 17:11. And an evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. So this rebellion is not good, as it goes against the Father and his law, his word, his ways. And then our lead verse that I gave you, rebellion, it says, is as the sin of witchcraft. Nahum 3:4. Because of the multitude of whoredoms and the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts. Yeah. So why is rebellion like witchcraft? Well, rebellion is revolting against God's ways, right? And witchcraft basically is sorcery. It's to practice things that are mysticism outside of God's ways, revolting against God's spiritual ways to do another spiritual way outside of God's order. Basically, it's like keeping strange fire, like those two priests that brought their own strange fire. And God has always hated witchcraft. He always has. So it makes perfect sense that if we are rebellious and we go our own way versus doing his ways, we are likened to practicing witchcraft, which brings God's condemnation and wrath upon us. So no one in rebellion or witchcraft is going to enter the kingdom of God. They're not. He's going to forbid it, and they'll be put outside of the kingdom. So rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Not a good thing. And then it says stubbornness is as sin and idolatry. Deuteronomy 9:27. Remember thy servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor their wickedness, nor to their sin. So stubbornness, it means obstinance. It is also to disobey God. So why is it sin and like idolatry? Well, idolatry, terophim, it means to have an idol. So to be stubborn can be likened to doing your own ways, thus making yourself a god or an idol before God and not doing his ways. So you hold your own ways and you don't do God's ways. You're lifting yourself up and disregarding God. I think that makes pretty clear that would be an idol. Like Israel building a golden calf, and instead of worshiping God according to his ways, they were in idolatry. So all of this is a good study because it helps us see that rebellious, stubborn people that we all could be, lest we be careful, will see a magnitude of God's wrath lest they repent. This is what we're talking about here. This is very serious. It's sin before a holy God to be rebellious, to be stubborn, have witchcraft, sin of idolatry. Saying that I am stubborn or rebellious, I think this is a good point. Saying I'm stubborn or rebellious sounds a lot better than saying I'm an idolater into witchcraft. Yeah, Satan and the flesh always like to put good spins on things. Like instead of being a drunk, you're a partier. Instead of having done adultery, you've had an affair. So rebellious and, you know, stubborn sounds better than I'm an idolater and I'm into witchcraft. But per God's word, it is the same thing. 2 Chronicles 33:6. For he caused his children to pass through the fire into the valley of the son of Himnon. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Not good. Witchcraft, stubbornness, rebellion, idolatry. All of these must be repented of, turned from. And we must be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb according to the gospel, the shed blood of Christ and his resurrection. And through repentance, we can have new life. And we can walk in holiness and obedience and endure to the end. That's the path to eternal life. Stubbornness, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It is a sin. It is a sin, and it is as idolatry. That man I talked to you about earlier, he will destroy his walk, his home, and his faith as he practices stubborn rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, lifting up his way over God's way, lifting up stubborn, fleshly, false ways over submitting in meekness and in humbleness. Yeah, we best all repent of these actions, submit ourselves fully to God via that gospel, lest we perish. I hope that blesses you today. Go read 1 Samuel 15. Think about those things. Don't be stubborn. Don't be rebellious. You do not want to be caught up in witchcraft, sin, and idolatry. Love y'all. Till next time, check out don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia gathering area. Every day, adding things for you to edify you in the faith. Down the gospel road we go. Till next time, may God be praised.